The real incursion. Hitherto, the Communist Party of India has found some difficulty in contacting communists abroad, or in getting supplies of arms, literature, etc., from them. They had to contend with the difficult Burmese and Pakistan frontiers on the east with the long seaboard. They shall now have a comparatively easy means of access to Chinese communists and, through them, to other foreign communists. Infiltration of spies, fifth columnists and communists would now be easier. Instead of having to deal with isolated communist pockets and Telangana and Warangal, we may have to deal with communist threats to our security along our northern and northeastern frontiers, where, for supplies of arms and ammunition, they can safely depend on communist arsenals in China. Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel. In his historic letter dated November 7, 1950, to Point Jawaharlal Nehru, warning about his China policy. In the name of zero COVID-19 policy, the Xi Jinping-led communist regime of China imposed ridiculous restrictions on its people while opening the nation to foreign tourists. Despite that, COVID-19-related deaths continued. Amidst frustrating regulations, a deadly fire broke out in Urumqi city of Xinjiang on November 24, 2022, killing 10 people, including 3 children. The protests erupted all over China, spreading across 51 universities which have been demanding freedom from the Communist Party of China's, CCP, dictatorial regime. Such a reminder of the Tiananmen Square of 1989 was not a good sign for the yet-to-be-started third term of Xi Jinping. The CCP hurriedly announced nationwide loosening of coronavirus restrictions, which was not enough to assuage the sentiments. Xi Jinping opted for a diversion like any other dictator incursion in the Tawang sector of Arunachal Pradesh on December 9, 2022. Bharatiya soldiers gave a befitting reply and forced the Chinese to return to their post. Reportedly, 9 Bharatiya and 22 Chinese soldiers got injured in the physical combat. Naturally, political and social media voices reacted to the border clash. As per the parliamentary tradition, the demand for a statement from the government was also understandable. Accordingly, the defense minister informed the parliament about the incident and the subsequent flag meeting involving local commanders. But it was shocking to see the celebratory mood of some of the social media handles and attempts to score brownie points by a few political leaders. China's incursion tactics are not new. Since the 1950s, it has been playing a mind game with Bharat. Now and then, China tries to violate the lac it had agreed to in the 1962 ceasefire. Barring a few exceptions, previously, Bharat's response to such misadventures has not been very assertive. The situation changed fast after 2015, with defense projects in bordering areas getting exemption from environmental clearance. It allowed improved infrastructure along the borders, strengthening village communities and quick mobilization of troops. Chinese are well aware that the old game cannot continue now. Though the situation in border areas has changed, the communist intellectual infiltration in our democracy still continues. From 1955 onwards, Nehru not only allowed a submissive policy towards China to creep in but also allowed the CCP to build a pro-China constituency within Bharat. From standing and defending Maoist insurgency to creating awe about the so-called Chinese progress, this lobby successfully bats for Beijing. They will never utter a word against China regarding the blatant human rights violations but will not miss a chance to criticize the Bharatiya democracy. Leaders of the communist parties of Bharat participate in the centenary year celebrations of the CCP, and nobody questions them. Media houses take full-page advertisements from the CCP and, in return, play Chinese narrations. Rajiv Gandhi Foundation accepted donations from the Chinese embassy in 2005, and the Congress Party signed a consultative agreement with the CCP while ruling the country in 2008 without giving any explanation to the nation. The film and entertainment industry has become a new investment ground for the CCP, and celebrities earning through that source take pride in mocking our armed forces. Some scholars even dare to discredit the warnings given by Sardar Patel to Prime Minister Nehru way back in 1950. Champions of the Maoist revolution masquerading as human rights activists get financial support to fight their battles. With the growing economic might, China has successfully invested in academia, media and think tanks to peddle its narrative in Bharat and worldwide. China is using cyberspace effectively to create dissent in democracies. This Chinese incursion in our mind space is much more dangerous. Our soldiers can handle the situation on the borders as they know the enemy's intent. The real challenge is to expose the Chinese operators within and deal with them intellectually and legally. Thank you for listening to The Organizer.